This is Johan Burisch. He's going to talk about east-west gradient in the incidence of IBD in Europe. Johan, where do you see the need for epidemiological studies?
Well, epidemiological studies have always been very heavy and challenging to perform, but and especially when including different centers from different countries. But in order to succeed today, I think we need web-based epidemiological cohorts and databases that facilitate remote and direct data input. So in the EPICOM study, which is a multi-center and multinational study, we performed such a web-based database based on the experience we had from Denmark, from the Danish Crohn colitis database.
Okay, and you investigated the east-west gradient in IBD incidence, and what did you find in this particular study?
Well, the study includes 31 centers from 23 countries, and together we included patients diagnosed with IBD in 2010, so this was a prospective population-based inception cohort study, and from Eastern and Western Europe and Israel as well. And what we found was that despite recent reports of increasing incidences in Eastern Europe, we found that overall incidence of IBD is twice as high still in Western Europe compared to Eastern Europe. This was only the case for adult patients. In the pediatric cohort that we also did, we could not reestablish this gradient. And the last thing we found, which was interesting, is that the highest incidence is on the Faroe Islands. The incidence was of 81.5 per 100,000, which is incredibly high. It's four times higher what we are used to, at least in Denmark.
Okay. And what did you do in order to keep all your colleagues compliant and adhering to the protocol?
So this was, of course, the greatest challenge before starting this study. What we tried was to involve participants and to make the decision progress transparent for all participants. So we've held regular meetings twice a year since 2006. All participants took part in the protocol, writing into constructing the database and deciding on the content of the database. And we also did audit visits on each other, so participants visited each other. And on the website, we had an incidence chart with live updated incidence rates, so people got stimulated. Because we have to remember that most of these participants did all the work in their spare time, paid their own research nurses to do this, so there was no motivation from outside. It was pure academic interest.
Thank you. And do patients in Eastern and Western Europe differ?
Well, when we started this, we were assuming they were, but it turned out they didn't. So both in terms of patients' characteristics, so age, diagnosis, gender distribution, they were similar, but also in phenotype, what medication they were treated with as initial treatment, doctor's delay, etc. So no difference whatsoever.
That's interesting. In terms of surgery rates, what did you find?
Again, both geographic regions, so Eastern and Western Europe, were very similar. We have assessed the first 3 months of disease and found that 8% of Eastern and Western Crohn's disease patients got operated on. It was only 1% in colitis patients. But for Crohn's disease patients, these rates of 8% is very close to what we see after 1 year. So it's interesting that already during the first 3 months, most of them are operated. So these are probably unavoidable surgeries.
And the final question, what are the next steps in the EPICOM collaboration?
So we have established the cohort and we are following them, and we have decided to follow them at least for 5 years follow-up to get the late disease course. And of course, we hope to continue at least the next 5 years after that, so if we have 10 years. But then we have started a new inception cohort for 2011 and 2012. So the work is ongoing, and of course, everyone who wants to participate in epidemiology is very welcome.
Thank you very much.